Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Conversation with Kyle. This week on the conversation, things are going to change just a little bit. As many of you may know, there are over 73 plus confirmed dead and hundreds injured after an apparent terrorist attack in Nice, France. First and foremost, our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. And I want to give a moment of silence to all those that were affected. Also, Donald Trump has postponed the announcing of his vice president tomorrow at 11 because of these events in Nice, France. Tuesday, I was at the courthouse to try to get my name changed to Clinton so I could get away with anything. Actually, it was jury duty, but, you know, hey. What do you know? I tried to do my duty, but I will get a $15 consolation prize in the mail. You can get 15 bucks if you show up and 40 bucks if you actually, every day you have jury duty. But if you're supposed to work, you give that to your work and then they pay you. So, also a Democratic Congresswoman, Connery Brown, a Democrat from Florida, has 24 counts of fraud against her, but blaming all these counts of fraud on racism. Like she couldn't have done anything wrong, you know. Oh, you know. Yeah, I got Polish in me, so we're gonna have a problem. Yeah, see, you're racist against me because I'm Polish, and I got Dutch and all kinds of other stuff in me. So, really, you know, if you do something wrong. I'm tired of these people that go 100 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour speed zone and then blame racism as the reason why they got pulled over. I don't get it. Like one of the people from Dallas said this, if we are all created equal, then let's be equal. Montel Williams actually talks about Dallas, something he said that, amen to him. Also, folks, are we in the civil rights era? I thought that was over. I guess since I'm not black, I don't know that we've always been in the civil rights era. We've always should have had, I mean, even up till now, you might as well should have had separate bathrooms, you know, because, and everything separate because, you know, blacks are, everything's, you know, for every one incident where there really is racism, there's 25 people that claim it when there's not. That much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Romans 10, 9 through 10. Thank you, and it's just been a crazy last couple hours. I've been trying to stay up to date on everything going on. And what we know so far, as I get back to it, is supposedly a truck with a guy in it loaded with handguns, you know, tons of ammunition, guns, and hand grenades went into a Bastille Day celebration, because 14/7 today is France's Independence Day, and 73 to 75 are assumed dead, and hundreds are injured, over 100 are injured, and they're believing it's terrorism. You know, I wonder if something like this happened in the United States, would Obama do anything? Would he claim terrorism, or would he blame guns on something a truck did? I just don't know what's going on with this world. I don't understand it. And there was a guy that was from Morocco that's there, and he's Muslim, and he goes, it's not religion. They have this twisted belief that they have to kill people. There's, for some reason, there's, like, in some people, if you look at the Bible, they believe, well, if you read this part of the Bible, it says that, you know, that gays are bad and all this, and interracial relationships are bad and all this and that. And there's people that claim that they take some of the context of the Quran out of, they take some of the Quran out of context or whatever, and what they believe is, you know, like, God will not come unless there's mass terror and all this. You know, unless there's mass terror, mass panic and all this stuff, God can't come, and it's sad. You know, I don't understand it. You know, if you're going to kill your own people because they're not, quote, Muslim enough, that's not right. Because I'm not going to sit there and kill a Christian because he's not Christian enough, you know. I just don't understand this world. I don't. It's just, I mean, my grandma would not understand this world, I can tell you that right now. My grandma would have never have understood 9/11. You know, and the sooner we stand together as human beings, the better off we'll be. We can't, you know, sit there and, oh, well, he's French and he's German. No, we're human beings. What did Reagan say in the 80s? You know, imagine how our differences would shrink if there was an alien presence among us. Isn't there already an alien presence among us now? You know, if we came together, if a UFO was to come down and they were to finally say, oh yeah, we've known about UFOs for years, and wouldn't our differences shrink if they came out that we were not alone? You know, why don't we do that now? Why don't we come together now as human beings? I don't look at people as white, black, Native American, whatever. You're a human being to me. You have different customs and stuff than me, but I mean, Connery Brown, a Democratic congresswoman from Florida, has 24 counts of fraud. And she is blaming it on race. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand these people that try to, well, you're going 100 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone, and you get a ticket, and then you blame racism. No, that's called breaking the law. And just an update, the newest totals are 77 dead in Paris, France, and in Nice, France. And I will be going back and forth and updating as the conversation goes on, folks. I mean, seriously, you're indicted. That's a Democrat. She's indicted on 24 counts of fraud. Well, let me tell you something. You know what? If I was a white man, I would not be getting indicted for this stuff. They wouldn't be having 24 counts of fraud against me. It's because I'm black. No, it's because you have 24 counts of fraud. I wish I was black, because then I could never pay my taxes and then blame, hey, it's racism, you know, they're coming after me, you know, the IRS is coming after me for back taxes. No, yeah, they're coming after you for back taxes because you didn't pay them, not because, and then, well, no, they wouldn't be doing that if I was white. No, if you break the law, you break the law. I'm sorry that two black people are killed by white cops, and you're mad about that, but then you're not mad about the 400 blacks that are killed by other blacks. I don't get it. I don't have anything against whites, blacks, Asians, Native Americans. I don't have no problem with them. You have a problem with me, I have a problem with you. You're nice to me, respect me, I respect you. It's what humans do to each other. I could be mean to my wife. I could not make her breakfast almost every morning. I could not make her dinner several nights a week. It doesn't have anything to do with the color of her skin or she's a woman or whatever. If I love her, I can do all this stuff. You know, if you treat me with respect, like Aretha Franklin talked about, I can treat you with respect. You're going to push the race card on me, well, guess what? I can push the race card on you, too. Two can play a game, and it's not a game. Because we're not winning. That's what's wrong with this world. Show me one thing Obama's done to bring this nation together to where I, you know, oh, everyone thought that, oh, don't worry, Obama's going to be the glue that's going to put the pieces back together. We're more divided now than the civil rights movement. Seriously, we are. I believe we're worse off than we were before the civil rights movement. You might as well have special spots. Okay, this is the Mexican bathroom. This is the French bathroom. This is the transgender bathroom. This is the men's bathroom. This is the married men's bathroom. This is the single men's bathroom. This is, I mean, we got to divide them all up, you know. Have like 75 bathrooms. Because, I mean, God forbid, we can't get over the fact that we're humans. I mean, it just shows how political this is. When you have like 11, you know, when you have like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 blacks killed by white cops, and they're up in arms over that, but if it's a black person killing a black person, they don't care. There's 400 in Chicago, but who cares about that? We care about that one black person that was killed by the cop. You know, you could literally have a shootout and have 300 blacks killed by blacks and then have one white cop kill one black person, and the media would focus on that one cop killing that one white the one white cop killing that one black person, but they wouldn't probably focus at all on the other deaths. Now, it was hypothetical. It didn't happen, but you get my point. But the media isn't biased. Of course it's not biased. We're cultic because we watch Fox News. No, we're not cultic. We finally have an actual news network that shares our side of the story, our opinions, our beliefs. I mean, because I read an article where, oh, people are cultic because they watch Fox News. I'm sure Fox stretches the truth on the right side, just like the media does on the left. But we're cultic because we watch Fox News, but you guys have NBC, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. We have one network and you have like 12. Because someone gave me crap that one time about something like that, because I have to be a Republican because I watch Fox News. I said, first of all, I'm an American. And I said, I just don't watch Fox News. I watch The Blaze. I watch InfoWars. I go to Prison Planet. I watch The Young Turks. I watch, and I try to form an opinion. I watched MSNBC the night that they had the Paris attacks because I wanted to get their spin when French was coming out saying, this is terrorist. They didn't wait. They didn't say, well, all the facts are in. They said, this is 99% assured it's terrorism. It is terrorism. If I grab a gun and I start killing people, I'm a domestic terrorist. It doesn't have to be Islamic to be terrorist. It doesn't have to be Al-Qaeda to be terrorist. My wife could get a gun and start killing people. She's a domestic terrorist. How's that going to change anything? Well, labeling people, of course it's going to change things because you're going to establish the killer, a terrorist, not a gun. But look at what happened right after Dallas. Barack Obama talked about federalizing standards for the police force. These are the standards we're going to have. You're going to have a federal standard for training and all this stuff. Sounds pretty neat, right? Now, let's get every police officer on the same federal page. That sounds really, because I can talk that up really good. But what you don't realize, folks, is then they can say, okay, well, this is a federal way to confiscate someone's weapon. This is a federal way to take away their rights. This is a federal way, excuse me, to start nationalizing the police force so that they can take over. Because then you're not doing what your boss says. Your boss is the president. He's going to tell you what to do. Well, we don't believe in confiscating us. Well, you don't have a choice. It's a federal thing. This is a federal guideline as a practice and a procedure and training. We're going to show you how to, as a police officer, using the federal statute, how to go into someone's house without a warrant and take their handguns and their shotguns. That's what's going to happen. You know? It's like a tiny, well, they want to have stricter background checks. Well, that sounds okay, like I've said before, but then all they have to do is have one shooting. Well, the background checks aren't stiff enough. We need to do more regulations, and then they'll do this, and then another shooting will happen, and then they'll say, wait a minute here, that's not strict enough. Then before you know it, you don't have any rights at all. Why don't we just ban guns the same way we banned cocaine and heroin and got rid of them? If you think banning guns is the issue, or if you think it's a one-party problem, a.k.a. Republicans, you know, I got part of the London Bridge, I'll be happy to sell you. See, when it was being built, I bought a bunch of the bricks. And I'll sell you those bricks back. I really don't get it. We're not going after the problem. We can't even call the problem what it is. Terrorism of any kind. Well, what's calling it Islamic extremists or terrorism? What's that going to do? Well, it's going to take you to the truth that it's not the gun that's the issue. As in this case, it was a Cameroon or a truck that killed 77 plus people. And I guess once he crashed, there was a shootout. I think he was killed. It's still ongoing. That's the vibe I got from my French 24 app when I was trying to read news articles on it. But it was short articles because the stories were ongoing. But I mean, if you call out a Democratic congresswoman with 24 counts of fraud and no one cares and all they do is blame it on racism, if you expose the truth and no one cares, what difference does it make? I mean, you have people in this country that we're in a very critical time in this country, folks. I wish I could be getting onto this program and talking to you about fun stuff. You know? Like music and drums or whatever. Work. I can't really talk about work, but, you know, whatever. Some fun things. You know, like how to paper mache or whatever. How to knit or crochet or something fun. But we're at World War III in this world. And you have kids and people that are, I guess they've had several serious accidents and even deaths involving this Pokemon. Chim Pokemon. That's the only thing I know is they made fun of it on South Park. I don't know what Pokemon is. Thank God I don't. But I guess people are... Well, in this, they'll break into your house because if they break into the house and they can get in far enough, their phone will sense that they got the Pokemon. And they're driving down the road trying to get a Pokemon, more concerned about, they'll drive the car off the bridge. Look, got the Pokemon. Okay, there you go. You're driving. You got a 400-foot drop to the ocean below and you're going to die. But hey, right before you died, you got Pokemon. Whatever the heck that is. I'm just so glad I grew up before technology took over. I was talking to my wife about that last night. I'm like, I'm so glad I grew up when you would sit there and throw a rock in the creek. You'd go down to the creek and you'd throw rocks. And you would, you know, pick up toads and frogs and... Now, you'd be sitting at the creek with your phone playing a video game. You know? See, but I'm one of these people, though, if I have a kid, it ain't having a cell phone until I was like 16, 17. You don't need one. I'll get you one of those jitterbugs where all it is a phone. Where you can dial 911, you can dial home, you can... My wife's like, nah, our kid's going to have the iPhone 35. Well, I got the iPhone 9. I just take my iPhone 6 and turn it upside down. But seriously, folks. Just look at kids' handwriting. It's horrible. Because they don't have to write. All they do is text. Now you got people driving all around, killing each other, getting in accidents, all trying to get Pokemon. Well, this is straight out of Target. We warned them. This is out of, where was this out of? Out of Idaho. A transgender woman was arrested for alleged voyeurism. She was in a changing room taking pictures of other females getting dressed at a Target in Idaho. Oh, don't worry, this transgender thing, you're not going to have that. You're paranoid that you're going to have these guys that pretend they're women that go into the women's dressing rooms and changing rooms and all that, and the bathrooms aren't going to be, they're not going to take photos. You're crazy. You're loony bins. Well, that's what happens when you tell them the truth and it doesn't matter. When you tell them this is what's going to happen and they don't listen to you and it doesn't. They just don't. I don't know if they don't want to believe it. Pardon me. Or what, but. That's what happens. You know, when you expose the truth, because that's the problem anymore. We have these idiotic governmental moron people that. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't care. Don't talk to me. You're never going to change my mind. La, 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 la. I'm voting for Hillary. La, 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 la. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. I'm voting for her. Okay, well, there's 35 Democrat candidates running for president. I don't care. I'm voting for Hillary. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. They don't care. Not that there was that many. They really only had two, and one was a cuckoo bird, and one was a lion sack of you-know-what. But, anywho, they don't want to know. They don't care. They don't want to know. I mean, at least when Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert were on Comedy Central, students that watched it got some sort of information about the news. Granted, it was heavily edited and liberal-biased. At least they knew something. But then you have people that, when they go around and they ask these people, like, and most people couldn't even say who we gained our independence from. I just don't get it. I don't get it. But like the false narratives, from Ferguson to Dallas, all these false narratives have fueled racial divisions. Because they don't want to hear it. The forensic evidence proves in Ferguson he didn't have his hands up. He wasn't getting shot at running away. None of these things that these people made up in the very beginning were proven factually. They were disproven. But what did they do? Oh, we got a riot. That's bullcrap. How can you let this cop go? Well, it's not about race. It's about facts. Yeah, I may support legalization of marijuana, but if, or all drugs, I mean, legalize everything and bring down the usage rates like we have tobacco by educating people. I may, because like in the court case, they in the beginning when they asked the jurors questions, the one attorney made sure there's a fact that, remember, cocaine's a Schedule II drug. It is prescribable. You can get it, and it's like a pharmaceutically made where they take like two parts, and because I guess some people don't realize that. That's why I've said on the show many times, in kind of jokes, and I kind of laugh at this. Okay, marijuana is a gateway drug. So you're going to go from a Schedule 1 gateway drug, marijuana, to a less harmful cocaine or heroin, because they're actually Schedule 2 drugs. They pharmaceutically make them. If you've ever heard of steroids, what they've done for years, and they're trying to ban this, is they'll have a molecule. And all the, okay, this is a steroid molecule. Well, they ban it, so what they do is they add this molecule, which really doesn't do anything. Well, now it's not this molecule which is banned. This is, and it's basically no different than this molecule, but since it has this extra molecule on it, on this whole chain, now they can legalize it, and hey, it's basically a steroid. And then they find out that it's no different than this, so the government bans it, so then they add another link on, and they keep adding links to where it's basically the identical thing except for this one link, and they're finally getting a way to where they can ban the whole link and the whole chain. Because there are many drugs out there that it's one add this molecule, and you basically got a pharmaceutical heroin. And a lot of people don't realize that, and they had to go through that through the court case. But my point is, if it's illegal, it's illegal. If the evidence proves that it's illegal, what he did by the law, then it's illegal. The evidence proves he didn't have his hands up. The evidence proves he wasn't shot like a lot of these people said from behind and all this stuff. But they're still going nuts and because you expose the truth and they don't care. Like I was talking a little bit earlier, you know, it's like if what happened in Nice, France, or in Paris, France, happened in the U.S., would Obama say yes? Would Obama do something? They believe it's terrorism, and they've done something. They've called it out as terrorism. Whether it is or not, they're like, it's a 99% sure this is terrorism. And they said that about Paris. I don't think, we can't jump to conclusions now. That's what they would say. We have to review all the evidence. Really? Every other nation, if something like that happens, okay, they believe it's terrorism and they're going to Syria or whatever and they're bombing. Not us. Oh, we're dropping them off supplies. Because they must have used up all their ammunition here when they did that last attack, so we need to. That's what would happen in the U.S. I want to thank you all. About 30 minutes left, just under, all for tuning in. And please keep your thoughts and prayers with all those Nice, France, as it's about 77 to 78 people now confirmed dead. And I've just been trying to, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. It's one of these times where I'm actually like, I'm at loss for words, because I'm like my grandmother. I don't comprehend this. It just doesn't. What benefit do you get killing people, innocent people? At least Monte Williams has had the balls to come out and say, "Hey, this is a terrorist." That's right, that Dallas shooting, that was terrorism. He didn't, and he said it like it is. It's terrorism. No matter who did it, you don't have to identify the group behind it. You know, if we're all created equal, let's be equal. Let's come together. Let's be one. Not what. I didn't get that raise. Yeah, that's racism. You know, I was thinking earlier today, I'm like, well, you know, if I just look at Michael Jordan and I'm like, well, where's the white privilege? I'm waiting for that, you know, because look at what he has. But then I keep reminding myself, and I remind you, he has what he has because he got up at 5 a.m. and he went to the basketball court and practiced every day. He earned what he has. And then I look back at my Luna guitar and I'm like, hey, I bought that. I paid for that. I earned it. I want to thank you all so much, as always, for tuning in and keeping your prayers with all those in France. And, you know, Condoleezza Rice is calling all Americans to race towards God. And that's what, he's the only thing that's going to save us in this world. Yeah, I believe in him and I push him a lot, but I mean, it's what's going to save us. I am the way and the truth and the light, and no one gets to the Father except through me. You know? And it's just one of those things that I'm just like, you know, we need God more than ever in this world. You know, but there's so many people that don't have that and don't, and okay, well, where's God? He's there, you know? I guess because of my wife, well, not me and my wife are far from perfect. You know, it's not like we're billionaires. We're spiritually rich. You know, and I do this show because of what I believe in, you know. Like I said, I wish I could be teaching you how to paper mache, you know. Unfortunately, that's, you know, I know better than that because I know what's going on in this world. You know, and one lucky thing, though, is somebody, I guess, in Indiana won, like, the $425 million Mega Millions jackpot. So I'm on the, I was actually on the computer trying to find who it was so I can cash in with my new best friend. Business venture. But that probably won't happen. If I won it, though, I wouldn't. No one would know. I wouldn't want any, because I've heard all these horror stories where they get 70, 80, 100 letters a day for 10 years of people, oh, I need help, I need this, I need that. There was a guy, actually, this is a true story. If you ever saw that show, How the Lottery Changed My Life, there was a guy who won the New Mexico State Lottery, and he said 6 years later, he's still getting like 60 to 70 letters a day, and he won like $45 million. That was what he won. After taxes, it's like 15. And he said he was getting letter after letter after letter after letter, like 60 a day, even 6 years later, people wanting help with medical bills and this and that. And he goes, I just get to the point where I have to throw them in the trash because I just can't go through every letter. Because, every once in a while I watch it, and he's not on anymore, so I watch the replays of the ones I haven't seen of the real Sigrid View, and the guy's like, so I'm not being short, but he goes, I get like 150 people writing me a day asking me questions about this cigarette or this, and he goes, I just can't respond, so I'm not being short, not being rude, I just can't do it. And he goes, yeah, I would love to help everyone out. If I gave a dollar to every person that sent me a letter, I'd be bankrupt. Because I had a friend, a close friend, won $1 million in the scratch-off. And she goes, when it was all said and done, it was $495,000. She goes, okay, I gave a dollar to every friend that asked for a dollar, I would be broke. He's the only person that hasn't asked for a dollar for me. And I'm like, because I don't need a dollar. You know, that's not who I am. You know. But that'd be kind of neat, though. Like, hey, how you doing? I got an idea. We'll get on Shark Tank. Get that guy with that four. But odds are you finding him are slim and none. I don't know if y'all heard this, because this past week was the All-Star Game. And one of the tenors, a Canadian singing group, has actually been suspended. Because he changed some of the O Canada and added in the lyrics, All Lives Matter, and they suspended him from it. Which, you know, if you're going to, you don't alter your national anthem. I don't care if it's for the right reason. I don't care if it's pro-American, you change the national anthem. You don't do it. Same thing with the Canadian national anthem. You just don't do it. So, I'm just like, wow. And they suspended him, and I don't know if he's done or whatever, but I think he had all the right intentions, but still, you know, just don't do it. And this is where hopefully, maybe the truth, hopefully it matters to me, but Doug Collins was questioning Loretta Lynch, the Eric Holter's replacement. And Doug Collins is like, I'd rather have Eric Holter back. At least he was answering questions. Okay, you're going 65 into 55. Do you get a ticket? Well, it would depend if the officer wrote me one if he pulled me over. Would you get a ticket, yes or no? Well, like, I answered the question. It would depend on whether... Really, you can't answer the question? Of course, you're breaking the law. Someone needs to be held accountable if you're not getting a ticket if you go over the speed limit. There were yes and no questions, and she would, well, I gave you two examples. No, I asked you yes or no. I'd say, okay, I'm putting down for the record that you would not answer this question. It's a yes and no question, and well, I gave you two examples. Well, it's yes or no. It's you have special privileges. You were trying to get, you didn't take any of these emails and read over anything. You just took what the FBI director said and went with it. Basically, that's what she did. She didn't investigate on her own and come to her own conclusion. No, she took what the FBI director said, and if he said that Hillary Clinton and them should get a pass, then by God, they should get a pass. I know if it was me, I'd be fried. I'd be hung. But like I said last week, I truly, truly, truly believe that he was gotten to. He was, well, think about it like this. A Democratic National Committee officer who worked on exposing recent election frauds during the Democratic primaries was found dead this week. Conrad Rich was like a voter expansion data director type person for the DNC. He had been working for a while to expose voter fraud in the primaries, and he has been now found dead. Gee, coincidence? I don't think so. don't think. He was a possible Democratic whistleblower. There's a lot of people that believe that Bernie Sanders should have the nomination, not Hillary Clinton. And if that's because I have a lot of people that believe that Hillary Clinton's going to get the nomination because it's rigged. They already have it rigged for her to get it, period. It doesn't matter who they have running as a Republican. Oh, but that just can't be. It is and can. You know. I talked about it a long time ago, but like when Obama and people were supposed to be on this plane, there was a tarmac and they were getting on this plane that was highly locked down and secured, and Barack Obama and was going to do interviews with all these people, these reporters and stuff, and right when he was supposed to do it, oh, Barack Obama's not here, and guess what? He was in Virginia. I remember I was listening to, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and Alex Jones was in a hotel, and they said, there go the fire alarms. The fire alarms are going off. And it was worth, and there was no fire. It was to clear the hotel in preparation for the Bilderberg group. And that's where Hillary and Barack Obama were, at that Bilderberg group meeting. What they talk about, we have no idea, but they were there. And, you know, you can say what you want about the DNC election fraud whistleblower. It's not conspiracy. He's dead. I've seen videos where they sit there and they have this huge, they have these clocks. Watch this, and they hold this device up with, that uses, like, sound wave, microwave, radio wave, stuff like that. I won't say what it is. And they got these huge clocks to stop. And they got this mechanical stuff to stop. And they said, well, basically, using the same type of thing, you can get a human heart to stop. Well, you have a heart attack. And they can, so they can sit there and produce, and you could sit there and have like this DNC chairman, it didn't really say how he died or what he died, but they could do that to him, and the autopsy would say he had a heart attack. But it was an induced heart attack. These are not conspiracies. They've been proven that you can do this stuff. And sort of like taking a inflator and saying, okay, well, here's a tiny tire. Well, you can inflate the tiny tire. Well, if you have a huge inflator, can you inflate a bigger tire? You know, same kind of thing. You know, you can do this. You know, just proving that it can do what they say it can do. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, that's just pretty coincidental that this guy that was going to expose Clinton voter fraud's dead. And that's what the FBI chairman kind of said the same thing. He kind of, under his breath, kind of said basically, you know what, I want to live, so hey, she's going free. And that's just wrong. I don't, you know, when are people like the Clintons above the law? When is anyone above the law? But there is actually wide, wide, wide speculation that Donald Trump has picked Mike Pence for his VP selection. And there's actually evidence that I read an article that Mike Pence has suspended his reelection campaign in Indiana. So, that's weird because a lot of people in Indiana don't like Pence, more on the liberal side. And of course, I get in with my liberal friends. I'm like, well, that law is something that Bill Clinton passed in 93, and you guys kissed his butt over it. Now you hate it because Mike Pence passed it. He didn't write the law. He just photocopied it and said, hey, this is going to be an Indiana bill. Passed. He signed it in the law. Bill Clinton's. Because someone said, oh, that's Bill Clinton's law. No, Mike Pence, no. He just took Bill Clinton's law from 93 and passed it. But Mike Pence is the number one choice, we believe. He's in New York, and they believe he's going to be the running mate. So, good, bad, or ugly, that's who I think we have. And I'm not a, I don't hate Pence. I don't hate him, but I don't, well, he's like a 50-50 me. There's things I think that's great about him, but there's, you know, so we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe we'll just have to wait and see with the VP. Which I wonder when they're going to announce it now, since it's not going to happen tomorrow in light of what happened in Nice, France. But the VP, Mike Pence. I think it's going to be interesting. You know, I thought he might go some... I thought he might try to get someone like Newt Gingrich. I thought that's who I expected it to be. But it's not. But, I mean, it still could be, but there's the talk of the talk is that it is actually Pence. Which is, which would be cool to have something happen big in Indiana like that. We got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Wow. I do what I do because I feel obligated. I feel like we got to do something to get our country back. And I just hope that Trump is, you know, when I voted for him in the primaries in Indiana, I'm like, well, I hope I'm making the right choice. So, we will see. We will see, folks. And it's hard to believe this as I move on, that 11 years ago yesterday, Alex Ferguson, for $2.5 million, a.k.a. pounds, acquired Edwin van der Sar. And the rest is history, as they all say. Just seems like time goes by way too fast. It just seems like yesterday we acquired Edwin van der Sar, and I'm like, yeah, let's see what he can do. Let's see what's up, you know, see if he can do something for the club. And amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, nothing against De Gea. They're both excellent. But, you know, Van der Sar was just... They're all... He is one of a kind, but they all are. Just, it's in different times, you know. You know, what Van der Sar did, you know, compared to De Gea is just... They're both incredible. Incredible goalies. You know, it's just... Oh, wow. Hard to believe that it's been 11 years since we... acquired Van der Sar. But that was on YouTube the other day, and you can watch all these. It's been a while, but you can watch old videos of, like, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo when he was at, like, United, you know, teaching some of the young kids, like Nani and some of them that are big now. But it's just like, wow. Just seems like yesterday. And that's like, you know, it's just hard when you sit there and you look back and, like, wow, that's like, I remember when I did that. That was how many years ago? That's been 12 years since... Wow. It's been 11 years since we had Van der Sar. Because I was looking, I have a miniature. In 2008, I got severely burned when I was cleaning the fryer. Yeah, when I was boiling out the fryer, I dropped the bucket and it went up one side and down, went up the other and splashed on my legs and got severely burned. Was out of work for like a month and a half, and I remember my mom made me a special dinner, and she was in tears because I couldn't even eat it. I was watching like a NASCAR race, like a Busch race or something, because they were taking care of me, so I was lying in their bed to watch TV. And I mean, it literally took me like 30 minutes to walk from my bed to their bed, and she made me a special dinner, and I fell asleep. I couldn't even eat hardly any of it. I was on so much meds to keep me pain-free. I mean, it was at a point where literally I had like a bucket on the side of the bed, and I mean, just to get up, to stand up erect, and go pee in a bucket, it hurt. And I remember I have a little. His mom goes, "You better get better because we're going to see the spring race at Bristol." And there's a thing, and it's a little car I got when I went there. Because you got a shirt, a little car, and the Bristol, like, I forget what they call those, like the booklet that, like, the race day booklet of all the stuff going on and all that. It's 2008 on the car. I'm like, wow, that just seems like yesterday. Because I went with Imperial Travel, and it's a great way to go. Because, like, you go, because you get a hotel room, they bus you down there and all that. And it was a great time, you know, and it just, time flies so fast. It's just like, wow, you know. But it's just nice, you know, as I get back to some football, you know. Jose Mourinho just seems so happy, like, yes, like, I'm finally where I'm supposed to be. Whether you like him or hate him, he just seems like a kid at a candy store. Like, yay, I'm supposed to be here. This is the club I was supposed to be at, and I finally made it. Whether you agree with him or not, or like him or not, because I'm not a big fan of him. He just seems like, and they've had some warm ups and practices and stuff, and he just it's just great to get to work with these players and stuff, and you know. I'm not a big fan of his, but I wish the team success, and I support him as long as he is our manager. I just hope we don't end up like Chelsea did last year. Treading water, just barely keeping out of the relegation zone. Dogpaddling. Okay, is he going to get out of Etihad Stadium alive? We'll find out. You know? Wow. But, I mean, at least he seems like he's upbeat and energetic and, like, okay, the Chelsea of last year is, like, okay, it's in the burner. It's in the cremator. It's going bye-bye. Okay, let's move on. I'm new challenges, new year, new day, you know. So we'll just have to wait and see. I think he wants to get back to a striking style, you know, attacking offense like United is known for. So I think it's going to be exciting. It's just going to be weird, you know, not giving him crap because I'm always used to giving Mourinho crap. And now I have to kind of cheer him on because he's our manager. But I'm not, I mean, I'm going to be excited for Manchester United, but I'm not going to be blowing smoke up his butt just because, yay, you know, if we win, I mean, if we were to get, like, a UEFA, like three UEFA titles, you know, if he was to get us within fourth place or better next year, and we get in the UEFA Champions League, and he gets us, like, three UEFA Champions League titles. Okay, you know, so what? You know, I can support him as a man. I may not have, you know. I'm still going to be like, yeah, he's Mourinho. Yeah, he's decent, but still, you know. But I wouldn't get rid of him if he's successful. You know. But, anywho. It's just one of those things that I'm just, I don't know, I'm so used to, like, giving him crap, and now it's like I gotta root for him, because he's our leader, he's our manager. So, God's in control, so he knows what he's doing, you know? But as I've been looking and doing some investigating, folks, I've been talking, the last tally I've gotten is we are looking at about 77 to 79 dead, depending where you go in East France. And it's just, it's horrific. And we've got to do something. We got to come together as nations and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to solve the problem. This is how we're going to deal with this. And, oh, this is a really quick thing on a happy note. Kind of a happy note. I found this awesome Grateful Dead Dancing Bear ring. I love it to death.
Do you know how much it is?
It's $105
yeah.
Because it's sterling silver. It's 90, it's 0.925.
How do you get to the price?
Yeah. It's sterling silver. It's solid. It's 92.5% pure silver. That's why it's so expensive. It's not like stainless steel or anything. If it was stainless steel, I would probably do it in a heartbeat just because then I wouldn't care if I wore it because I wouldn't care if it gets damaged. The wedding ring's different. This means the world to me because this has my wife's name on it and Jesus' name on it in my heart. And that should be gold or silver. I know it's not on there. It's in my heart.
I was gonna say, really? I didn't know we had it engraved.
I had it engraved in my heart.
Okay.
But, you know, but I'm like, I got to get that thing. But then when I saw original, because I've seen it like six times when it was like, first time I saw it like 105. So I put it on there like, anybody want to get me a gift? It's better to give than receive. But, yeah, I'm going to leave with this, folks. Know the truth. Live by the truth. If we're going to keep calling incidences and blaming it on a gun instead of calling it what it is, terrorism from whatever group, you know, if we're going to keep letting people get away with crimes, because then everyone's going to say, well, how can Hillary Clinton get away with something if I can't get it? If she gets away with it, then I should be able to get away with it. It's called president. She set president. About 90 seconds left in the program. You know, if the truth doesn't matter, we're all screwed. It has to matter. You have to stand up. You have to stand up, folks. And do what's right. You know? Yes, yeah, so I'd love to talk about paper mache and basket weaving. But, you know, stuff's got to, we got to change. We got to come together as a nation. You know, I'm your brother, and you're my sister. We're humans. We're all in this together. I just want to give one last thank you to all my listeners out there, and please keep your thoughts and prayers with all those in Nice, France. They can really use it right now. They can really, really use it, because it's just crazy, and we need to call it what it is, and hopefully, maybe we'll hear something out of Obama that's promising. And remember, folks, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next week, goodbye, and God bless you.